Every year, it's the same conversation, despite the number of times friends and colleagues see me out running in the harsh Granite State winter. So, you running the Boston Marathon this year?
Yep.
Again? I do it every year. Why? It's tough to give a real answer to why, especially to the non-runner. It's a question that during those cold, snowy, slushy runs, I sometimes even ask myself. Yet it never seems like a bad idea when training begins in December. Olympic marathon champion Frank Shorter once said, "You have to forget your last marathon before you try another." I found that to be true. To train for the Boston Marathon in April means leaving the comforts of a warm bed for sub-zero temperatures. It means giving up precious free time with family and friends to run on monotonous treadmills or icy pavement. All this to pay $100 to do it with 20,000 others on the streets of Boston. I got together with some of my running comrades last weekend to enjoy some carbo-loading pizza and the inspirations of old Boston Marathon videos. These are men and women I have spent countless hours running with. We pass mile after mile talking about our jobs, our families, and the things only a runner would be interested in, from chafing lubricants to our philosophies around liquid foods. But we never discussed the question of why.
I mean, why do people here run marathons anyway?
It's the longest distance.
It's great. Health, fitness, accomplishment.
Mental health.
And then there's always the prize money, right?
You have that out. Kidding aside, only a very small handful of runners line up for the Boston Marathon with hopes of winning prize money. Most do it to win something else. For many of us who run long distance, the Boston Marathon is our Super Bowl. It's our Wimbledon, our World Series. It's the world's oldest and most prestigious modern marathon. It's the only one that requires runners to qualify in an earlier race. Its heroes and legends are almost godlike to us. There was the contemptuous seven-time winner Clarence DeMar, who allegedly punched a man in mid-stride who tried to shake his hand. There was Johnny the Elder Kelly, who died earlier this year. Kelly started in an unprecedented 61 Boston marathons. No other person has come close. And then there's modern mainstays like Dick and Rick Hoyt, a father and son team who this year will be competing in their 24th Boston Marathon. Rick is wheelchair bound. Dick, his father, pushes him. They finish together as a team, although Rick likes to brag that he always beats his father by a second. To be a small part in a race so rich in history, tradition, and respect could be the answer to that question, why.
Maybe we don't talk about it because if we stopped and thought about it, we might say, why are we doing this? And we wouldn't do it.
Maybe it's more personal. On Monday, 20,000 runners will line up in the tiny hamlet of Hopkinton, Massachusetts to run the 109th Boston Marathon. And quite possibly, if you asked each one of them why they run, you might get 20,000 different answers. I've known friends who have run to get over the pain of lost relationships, lost jobs, lost families. Others who have used it to battle addictions. Others to get inspired. But for me, I think my former running club president, Jim, said it best that evening over pizza.
The first time I ran, I remember going into work the next day and somebody said, "Geez, so you can do anything if you can do that." And I had never thought of that. And every now and then that comes back, like if something else in life is hard, it's like, well, done the marathon, so maybe that's why you're working hard just so I can get this done.
The Boston Marathon experience is like no other I've ever had. For 26.2 miles, spectators cheer you like you are a rock star. In the last half mile, the exhilaration of making that last turn onto Boylston Street cannot be manufactured. And that never gets old. It makes every ache and pain, every long, cold, snowy run worth it. But for me, the most important part of running is the life lessons I've learned. Lessons like hard work pays off, no pain, no gain, and one step at a time. Running has taught me patience. It's taught me the thrill of being in the moment and that the best things in life don't come quickly. As I line up this Monday and try to shake off the butterflies, I will most likely reflect on that question, why? And if it hasn't been completely answered by the time the gun goes off, 26 miles later, it probably will be.
Do 10 on Saturday?
Do 10 on Saturday?
Are you going to do 12?
Barbecue. I'm going to do 10.
But when you're going down, you're in flaming here.
That means you're doing 12,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you said that. I love it. So in the day, you can smell all the barbecue.
I don't remember.
Yeah, just wait.
Are you doing 12?
Just, you know, you're running a marathon. You're out there in the framing. People are sitting on their lawns, and you can smell the cookouts and that.
I don't like that smell.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Sorry when you first start running, but after you've been running a while, it doesn't smell good. It makes you sick.
We're all running in here.
Those people lose their appetite when people start urinating on their lawn.
First start running, but after you've been running a while, it doesn't smell good. It makes you sick.
We're all running in here.
Those people lose their appetite when people start urinating on their lawn.
I run. Because of my eating habits.